Biotic.
This past weekend was a day, a week, and for remembering the people who gave their lives so we could live and enjoy the freedom that we enjoy in the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you had a chance to kick back, flip some burgers and dogs, and hung out in the pool or in the woods or whatever you did with your family and had a chance to remember or think, even if a family member served but wasn't killed in any kind of a wartime situation. Just kind of remember other people perhaps you knew, or the, in general, people who have fought for the United States of America. In my neighborhood, flags lined the street. I was never so proud when I ran out to get some coffee and I realized, wow, my neighbors got on board. They all have flags out. Because originally I didn't see them, and then they suddenly started to show up one by one. Very cool flag, total symbol of Memorial Day for all that it has meant to people who have staked the glory of the flag in some foreign lands to mark territory and say, we were here, we did it, we fought, and we did our best, and we won, and we rose to meet the occasion in sometimes some terrible, terrible, hellish situations, without a doubt. And then there's the flags planted on the moon. Five trips of those consecutive trips, boom, 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 planting the flag. How cool is that to look back on those old pictures of Buzz Aldrin and see that flag? There is something about it. I started to put together a collage in my mind just when I was sitting in the hammock today. How many cool places, and for different reasons, have I seen the flag flown? You know, I came up with 25. And my mind is all over the place. So 25 is pretty good. Including what I saw after 9/11, lots of flags. As I was in New Jersey, New York area especially, it was very, very heavy. Never saw so many flag pins on people or flags that were at people's homes where they normally would have preserved them for 4th of July or Memorial Day or even Labor Day or other times, Flag Day, other times during the year, they were being flown a lot. And giant flags that I've seen in athletic competition and flags that have meant so much to somebody who got a flag at a funeral, folded up in the traditional way of doing it, and then having that flag actually put up somewhere in their house. You know, they have those little frames for them. So I hope you had a chance to think about somebody and remember them for a second, or as a group collectively, all the people have given so much. Here's what John Cipolla had to say about Memorial Day and how we have to remember the people left behind in some of the major skirmishes.
Four major battles, on the D-Day, the Netherlands, and up to Germany.
When we were kids, it was the Memorial Day, the day to go on picnics, and that's it. But now, of course, it means something. It's exactly what it says, the memory of the fallen that we left behind.
Ah, how true. Now, his words, it means something. So the reasons for the picnics and all of that other sort of thing and the extra day off is because of the people who gave their life to make sure that we were there defending people's liberties, including our own, which is why when an MSNBC host, his name is Chris Hayes, ended up having to throw out an apology for saying that when you talk about fallen soldiers, he's uncomfortable with calling those soldiers heroes. Oh, my. Veterans united across the globe to rain down on MSNBC. Even the president pushed back against what this guy on this network said how many people know who Chris Hayes is, and talked about it at the Vietnam War Memorial in D.C. in talking about the word hero, to talk about people in the armed forces who have given their lives for all different reasons, especially the one meaning freedom, taking that bullet and walking in the boots over and over and over and over again with bloodied feet and terrible, terrible situations. And there seems to be a divide between the people who understand what has happened and the people who just don't get it. And that's why with the war in Afghanistan, Iraq, always my concern is for the soldier, for the guy who didn't make it back and whose family is now a widow and two young sons or daughters or whatever, and they march forward not understanding when they're told, hey, your dad was a hero. But they will at some point. They will know what their father did, and so that word hero is important. And the MSNBC flub, Chris Hayes saying what he said, and then, of course, having to come back and take it back because of the people who were furious, veterans organizations who were furious that he said that he's uncomfortable describing them that way. And there really are no words. He apologized, and I guess we move on. But I think he's going to take a lot of flack in the next, not just over the weekend. I think he's going to take a lot of flack over the next couple of days for making that comment. Memorial Day is also a day where people, once they do maybe go to some kind of a grave site or go to a ceremony or, you know, whatever, the plethora of things are that you could do to remember the fallen soldiers, that people come back and they end up watching sports because you have the French Open, you have the NBA playoffs, you have golf tournaments that are pretty big right now. But the biggest thing would be Indianapolis and the Indy 500. Brutal temperatures, but not brutal for the guy who won. Dario Franchitti won for his third time the Indy 500. 39 years old, this guy, working through the pack. He started at 16th. Mad sprint to the finish. And he wins again. And he wins, you know, $2.5 million, something like that. Huge for Dario to be able to do that, especially with Dan Weldon being killed and how Weldon was honored across the board by all the racing teams and at the Indy 500. Coming up next on America Tonight, one of the top generals says there are other people we have to remember on Memorial Day. How about the heat? How about the beach and a swimmer who didn't exercise caution? That's next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That Memorial Day was a milestone kind of day, while Mitt Romney, who apparently, according to Gallup, has won over the veterans compared to Obama, says that, if anything, we're not doing enough to honor the soldiers. So where do you stand on all of this? Here's what, when we talk about the soldiers, when we talk about Memorial Day, when we talk about other things that we do on Memorial Day, like I mentioned, I was talking about the Indy 500. One thing I didn't mention is how crazy hot it was, almost record temperatures. Here's a little snippet of whining about the heat.
It's unbelievable. I have had a drink in my hand all day, and if I didn't, I would have passed out by now.
The cooler, we have rags with ice, water, come around your neck if you get too hot.
Yeah, we got to drag around those coolers with ice. Otherwise, we will pass out in the heat. It was in the 90s, like 95 and 96. Meanwhile, the Jersey Shore, there was a problem, not with Snooki, not with anybody else who was filming anything. But the fact that there was a swimmer in New Jersey who was pulled out by the currents, it was just a wild thing for some women on the beach to see.
Terrible thing. Very upsetting. Terrible. I hope they find him soon.
Yeah, you know, the sometimes with the currents, I'm sure if any of you have ever experienced that where you get in and you think you're, you know, you think you're okay, and unfortunately you're being pulled and you don't even realize you're being pulled, and then it's just too late after that. And this is one of those cases in New Jersey where a swimmer was out and didn't realize and was getting pulled, and they could slowly see that person, I guess, you know, disappear from their line of sight. Bouncing back to Memorial Day, one of the top generals, General Dempsey, who's gone on record, by the way, to talk about Syria and say that, hey, all options are still on the table, meaning, and saying this, that there is still a possibility maybe giving arms to Syrian rebels and whatnot to fight back with President Assad, his people, who have killed 9,000 people and counting in a year and a half, a little less than a half, actually. So the U.S. is threatening the use of some kind of force in Syria after this latest massacre. Russia is not changing course at this point, but saying that they could do that, so kind of threatening a little bit. Dempsey also talked about, what about the kids who grow up without a father, for example, and on Memorial Day he zeroed in on that.
It was this competing emotions. It was incredibly uplifting to see them together, sharing their experiences and supporting each other. And it's just tragic to see what they've gone through at such a very early age.
Yeah, exactly. The when you look at the casualties, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the fact that that's all it takes is that knock at the door, and the instant, with there still is a traditional knock, that instant widow, how awful that is, because in so many cases you always hear the stories where, geez, they were so close, they were almost done, they were almost getting out of there, and then they were on a patrol, and the roadside bomb got them. It was so cleverly designed, and they couldn't have done anything about it. Just terrible, terrible stuff. Greece is in a terrible state. It makes you feel really good that you're living in the United States when you look at the nonsense going on in Greece. However, it does have some tentacles that could reach over and just tickle us in the wrong way. So Greece is going to leave the Eurozone on June 18th. If the populist government wins the elections on the 17th, because there's been so many problems, I think the people in Greece feel now that the Eurozone is letting them down, that it's a club, and you just can't get away from the club, and it's sinking their battleship, and they don't want anything to do with it. So what would they do? If you change currency, it would be like if I said to you, oh, guess what I just found out from a source? The United States is getting rid of currency. We're going to put little chips in our head, and that's our currency, or we're going to do whatever the future holds. The Greek banking system is going to close for a week. Then there's going to be a new currency, not the drachma, but maybe something else, and not the euro. So that would devalue that. The Greeks can't afford some of the things that they import at this point, I would say, because of what the exchange rate would be for the money. And it looks like their economy is more than in depression. They'll probably stay on barely life support from the rest of Europe. So you've got Spain, Italy, Ireland, and Portugal, who all will get massive amounts of money because they're in the same situation. But the Greece problem is, it's best for them to leave. I mean, how can they've got to have some kind of way to collect money from people to collect taxes, and they have to get tourists back. They have to bring tourists back to Greece because this is how so many of them are going to make money in the first place. But for us in the United States, it's a cautionary tale. Look what happened in Greece. Look what's going on in Greece. Do we want to end up the same way? And the answer is no, no, and no. And since you're such a smart crowd, I know you feel the very same way. There is no way. Well, first of all, there's no way in this whole conflict that we can be concerned. We can be concerned about it, but we have to watch, basically, and see what happens there, and let it ride its course, because there's really not much the United States can do in that case. Don't forget, coming up on ATN, the Belmont race is this upcoming weekend. Woohoo! Could have a Triple Crown winner with a horse called I'll Have Another, racing out of Santa Anita, won the Santa Anita Derby on the West Coast, came in and stormed Kentucky and the Preakness, and now has a shot at that elusive Triple Crown. Hasn't happened since 78 with a horse called Affirmed. What you care about is, maybe you don't know diddly about horse racing. We have our final trifecta challenge, however, in our third hour on Monday. Be there, because if you win, you will clear out the prize closet. How cool is that? Very cool. I always say bragging rights, because I really, honestly, I think the bragging rights are so big. But you will clean out the prize closet, and that's pretty cool, too. Very cool, in fact. And it's just numbers, what gates horses come out of. And I'll give you all the numbers so you don't have to know sports. You just have to be able to pick up the phone and call us. Or go to Press 4 on the website. Enter for the very cool new iPhone. Once it comes out, boom, you'll be one of the first people to get it in the United States. Or you don't really want an iPhone. You're tied up in a contract and whatever else. So then what you can do there is take the $200. And we are going to give it away. So why not you? Go to AmericaTonight.net. We're kicking the can down the road. Kick it with us.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You're going to love this next story. Oh, can you imagine having a two-time heart transplant, being a recipient of that? You'd have to feel so grateful. And this is a guy that you might be familiar with. He's had some success on the PGA Tour. Everybody's always rooting for him. Eric Compton joins us here on the show. Eric, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
First of all, I know obviously organ donation is near and dear to you, and you are trying to raise awareness for that, no doubt, and understandably so. When people meet you and they find out that you've had a heart transplant, rather, two times, are they surprised by that?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I went to Tiger's event 2 years ago, and I was invited to play, but I couldn't play because I had a broken hand. And more people came up to me because I had the broken hand than knowing that I've had heart transplants, because obviously that's the cool thing. I mean, I've been so lucky and successful with heart transplant that nobody would really know unless I told them. And,
yeah.
You know, I look like a regular guy and play like a regular guy. So, you know, I've been very blessed to have two cracks at a heart transplant and to be successful and live on. And that's why I feel it's my duty to be able to talk about it and share my story and share my passion with others of life and the gift of life. You know, without me having had an organ donor save my life and them sharing that they wanted to be an organ donor, I would never be alive. So I have, you know, I've been talking about this and sharing my story since I was 9 years old. And educating kids and educating schools, even educating driver's license places to become an organ donor. And it's just very simple. You talk to your loved ones, talk to your family and friends, and at school, and being able to talk to teacher and let them know you want to be an organ donor. And you can sign up at the DMV and get a donor registration card there and put on your driver's license. And also, Donate Life America has a website, donatelife.net, where you can read more information about how to become an organ donor. And, you know, those are often questions that I get, you know, how do you become an organ donor? And that's basically how it's done. Nobody plans to be an organ donor, but unfortunately accidents happen, you know.
Yeah, which is terrific that you do that, because you're the walking example of that. You said since you were 9 and the first transplant, did you know a lot about the families and whose hearts you had and that kind of stuff?
Well, it's very private, and they keep it private, the knowledge of the family and the donor family. But I've reached out and written letters, and they've reached back to me, I do know my donor family, and they're very aware, obviously, with me playing on the tour and traveling and getting some coverage on that. So we've met, and they're a great family, and I think also it's been a very healing process for both of us. I mean, you know, I live every day knowing that somebody else is not here, and that's not easy, you know, and it's not easy for them who've lost their loved one, but they feel that that's the greatest gift that their son or daughter has been able to pass on and be able to make an impact on somebody in such a tragic situation.
Yeah, and I know you're going to visit with some other transplant recipients too, and I think that's terrific. Do you try to do that when you have these various stops on the PGA Tour?
I try to, and you know, and I always try to tell people through my website. I get a lot of hits on transplant recipients and people who are waiting for transplant, because there's no better access. That every week I'm in a new town that people can come out and watch and talk to me, and then also, you know, me doing hospital visits, visiting hospitals, and being able to educate, share my story, and my, you know, trying to create a positive energy for people that are waiting for transplant. I mean, right now there's over 100,000 people waiting for an organ transplant, and one organ transplant can save up to 8 people. So, you know, it's just something that needs to be out there and stress. And, you know, my game in playing golf and trying to compete in the U.S. Open or playing here this week at the Byron Nelson or win a tournament is a personal goal of mine, and it's important to me. But in the grand scheme, the more important message is being able to talk about organ transplant and donating life, because that's real life in situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of different places, by the way, everybody listening, that you can go to, including donatelife.net. Eric, competing on the PGA Tour and making that leap, what was that like for you? I mean, the first time, I know a couple of years ago you qualified, you mentioned the U.S. Open, qualified for the U.S. Open. That had to be thrilling. You've had certainly a bunch of different career highlights. This year alone, I think you've made 8 cuts. You've played in 12 events, something like that. And you mentioned the goal is to win a tournament. But what was it like the first time you got your PGA card, you were competing? What was that moment like for you?
I mean, it's a fantastic moment. Obviously, you know, all the things I had to go through a few years ago, again, getting back here, seeing my peers, being able to mix it up with them and play, that was very, very special. And then to win on the nationwide, knowing that I can get into tournaments on my own, have a full schedule, have a chance to win out here every week, and to make a living playing golf. I mean, that's everyone's, well, it's not everyone's dream, but it's my dream. So, you know, it's great to be a part of something big, you know, the PGA Tour. And then also, you know, all the people that have been around me, you know, my doctors and friends and coaches, everybody who supported me and believed in me, for me to be able to give them back, you know, give back the fact that I'm on the tour and give them something to root for. I think, you know, that was a big dream and a big accomplishment for all of us. Those who were really close to me that saw what I went through.
Yeah. You mentioned the doctors and the second heart transplant in 2008. And, of course, it was 5 months later, and there you were competing on the PGA Tour, showing the miracle of the heart transplant. Do you do special things? You take special precautions? I mean, everybody does. Certainly the athletes are so fine-tuned nowadays on the golf tour. But are there certain things that you do to kind of check yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Obviously, I travel quite a bit. I'm in and out of airplanes, so I try to watch for infection, take my immunosuppressive drugs, which goes along with transplant. But, you know, it's so routine for me. You know, I do. I stay on top of it with my doctors, and we have a good regimen that I follow. And, you know, don't forget, I've been doing this now since basically I was 9 years old. I've been dealing with. I'm 32 years old now, so my regimen is pretty normal to me, and you know, I've been able to, you know, get into the tour and beat a lot of guys that probably don't have the same adversity that I do. So just, you know, that's why I try to say, if I can do it, and anybody can do it, you know, it's not that hard. You know, but that's just my attitude. I try to look at life as there's nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, when I'm on the tour and I miss a putt and do shots that, you know, I get just as frustrated as everybody, but I'm very competitive. And, you know, I was very blessed to have a good hand and eye coordination and have, you know, have good spirits. You know, I feel like God's put good spirits in me to overcome a lot of the adversity that I've had in behind me and in the future. Everybody has adversity.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. Hey, one last one, back to golf for a second. Competing this year looks like a pretty good year. I mentioned some of all the cuts that you've made as you're out there, weekend and week in and week out, and we're seeing you. The 2010 U.S. Open, was that your biggest thrill to date so far in golf, playing there?
You know, I think, that was one of my thrills to play in the Open. Also, winning on the Nationwide was a big thrill, and you know, I won in Africa at the Moroccan Open, and beat a couple guys from the Ryder Cup. That was a great thrill in 2003. Just being able to be out and compete every week is always a great thrill. But you know, I was asked the other day, you know, what is your favorite time of your life? And I try to say every aspect of my life has been fun, even the, well, not so fun, but even the tough times in my life when I felt like I was on my own laying there in the hospital, you know, those were all experiences that I gained and learned. And, you know, you learn and learn to embrace even the tough times. So, you know, I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie, and even going through some of those tough times and having some painful procedures was, I looked at it as an exciting way. And once I reached 25, 26, and I realized to let go and know that life, you know, can't control it. You never know when it's going to be over, and just let go. And I started to really enjoy myself.
Yeah, great advice, by the way, for anyone listening out there. All right, you said it, the stats, there's like 113,000 people who are on the organ transplant waiting list in the United States. Eric mentioned it. There's easy ways to become a donor, no doubt about it. Eric Compton, congratulations on the successes you're having along the way, and we'll keep watching for you. And everybody out there, pay attention, do the driver's license thing. We sent you to a couple of different sites, donatelife.net, and others we'll talk about too here on America Tonight. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, all of you know Jeff Atticott by now, terrorism expert. You love him. I know Izzy in Missouri. You're the biggest fan of Jeff. Jeff, she tells me every single time, when is Jeff Atticott coming on? I just love that man. So don't be surprised if she pops up in your audience somewhere when you're speaking somewhere.
Love to see her.
Yeah, it's nice to have fans. Trust me. All right, I thought of you this morning when I got this Twitter from somebody about the Yemen bomber. The suicide bomber, here we go again, Al-Qaeda, and what the bomber, the suicide bomber supposedly was doing was revenge for this, for the U.S. war, killing 90 people, and also a U.S. soldier ended up in the middle of this fracas too as well. I know you're not surprised by this because we've talked about the shift to Yemen. What kind of a hornet's nest is that becoming? How dangerous is Yemen?
Well, it's very dangerous. Al-Qaeda Central, and these are the Al-Qaeda adherents to Osama bin Laden, of course, who's now been replaced by Zawahiri. They're large. They're growing. And of course, the people that are infected with the virus of radical Islam, that population is also large and growing. The Obama administration seems to think they can defeat them by drones, you know, killing one here, one there. And basically what you're doing, you're creating more adherence to Al-Qaeda then you're killing off. And, of course, the propaganda that we're told by the administration is that, oh, we're killing top leaders. Most of the people they kill, I'd say at least 80 to 85%, are simply just rank-and-file people. They're not top leaders, but they're all interconnected to very large families, and it motivates a lot of their brothers to join the cause for revenge. And a lot of it is the revenge stuff that goes on. If you're not going to go in a big way and crush them, then you're really creating more enemies than you're killing.
Yeah, no kidding. The Pentagon confirmed, too, by the way, that three civilian contractors helping the Yemen Coast Guard were attacked, too. I mean, this is, again, along with the same thing. They were in a car, and they were in the Red Sea port city there, and they were shot. I mean, they were just shot at point blank, boom, in the car. So I think that they, whatever the method is, it might not just necessarily be bombing. It could be anything. But I think that if you go to Yemen, they're looking to take out Americans or looking to take out soldiers, pretty much anyone, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And they smell defeat in Afghanistan. No matter what the president is saying about our victory in Afghanistan, we're going to be defeated there, and that's going to be another rallying cry for radical Islam. You know, the narrative is going to be, we drove the Soviets out, we drove the Americans out, Allah is on the side of radical Islam, come fight with us. And so it's a growing phenomenon that we can't afford to be defeated. We can't afford to have that narrative splashed across the world that we were defeated.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're in the thick of it with this NATO summit in Chicago, but just the day before, you had the Afghan President Hamid Karzai thanking U.S. taxpayers for backing up Afghanistan. I don't know why, Jeff, but that just hit me so wrong, hearing him say thank you so much to the U.S. taxpayers, and probably because I'm thinking, oh, but we're so not done yet. It's about $5 billion, maybe $6 billion we're going to end up spending to help, because that's part of the agreement, as you know, that our president cut to help to continue to help Afghanistan with their troops and with their police forces. It's just ridiculous. I think they're picking our pockets.
It's money flushed down the toilet. President Bush got it wrong. President Obama got it super wrong. The goal of the military is to go in, crush the enemy, and get out. After we crushed them, and following the 2001 attack, President Bush should have pulled everybody out and said, have a nice day. Our lesson to you is that there's a price to pay if you attack us. The lesson is not, we're going to get billions of dollars for the U.S. government if we attack them. Let's attack. And that's, you know, it's obscene. It's absurd. We're losing American lives for nothing. We can't even show our teeth anymore with these rules of engagement. It's supercilious. It's ridiculous. We're losing lives. We're losing money. And this president, of course, has no idea how to achieve victory.
Yeah. You know, they're talking about how the size of the force and reducing the force in 2014 and what the impact is going to be. But obviously, if we're talking about training, there's still going to have to be people that are there in Afghanistan that are Americans, certainly State Department members. You know, I don't know how many, but that is pretty murky, too, don't you think?
No, once the main body of our soldiers pulls out, they'll kill the targets will become the contractors. Once they kill 40 or 50 of them, the rest of them will all pull out of Afghanistan, and that'll be that. But without a military force there to keep the lid on, the lid will come off in a big way, and that's happening. Of course, the French are pulling out this year. The Canadians have already pulled out. The rest of NATO is going to cut and run very quickly, and the United States, of course, the Obama surge, non-surge, is coming out right before the election. We just had the head of both of our intelligence committees in the Senate and the House, Democrat and Republican, return from Afghanistan, and their narrative was Taliban stronger than ever, we're losing.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something you said all along. So Pakistan, the play in Pakistan, as you know, it's about the border and what's happening there with the military shipments, everything that has to go backwards and forwards pretty much come into the country. And it's created a big problem for the troops because you've got these major routes that are closed. Now we're hearing, oh, don't worry, there's going to be some kind of deal that's cut. I think it's a deal, once again, you give us your money and maybe we'll open the roads. Do you think they can really open those roads back up?
If the price is right. I mean, before they closed them a year ago, I think they were charging us like $500 a truck or something. Now they want, I think it's like $25,000 for each truck that crosses across their border. They see us as their piggy bank. And why not? We've already given them billions of dollars, and they have done nothing except hate us for all the money that we've given them.
Yeah, absolutely. So from 500 to 25,000, boy, that's a huge jump. When you look at this presidency overall, and we've been doing this on the show, if you look at foreign affairs as a whole, and especially let's drill it down to terrorism and protection and homeland security and all that, what kind of grade would you give the Obama administration?
Well, I am a law professor, and I would have to give him a D minus, and simply because, you know, give you a D and take, give you a minus to take away the D. It's he did kill Osama bin Laden, but he couldn't carry that through and get us out of Afghanistan with victory and say, look, we killed him, we're leaving. And about everything else he's touched has turned absolutely to garbage. So a D minus, I would say, would be a fair grade.
Yeah. When we haven't talked about this before, but, you know, we talk about the blast that killed now like 100, they're saying, Yemeni troops and whatever. The switch to the economic side for a second, because you know this plays into it, the Eurozone and the uncertainty there. How do you think this Euro crisis could affect us from a protection point of view? What could happen with the discord with so many other people?
Yeah, in the short term, you know, obviously we have ties to Europe. It's going to hurt our economy. But we're in competition with Europe. We're in competition with China. As the Europeans struggle, our economy has an opportunity to pick up the slack. So really, in the long term, this could be a boon for us if we have a president with a vision to seize it, and a president, of course, that would have the vision to open up our energy resources. We could really see a new America and have a country where life is better for our kids, not worse for our kids than it was for us.
Yeah. You know, you bring up China. As we watch what's happening with China, what do you think the play should be with Asia in general, but with China as well, especially when we look at the military? Because, boy, they're really ramping up.
Yeah, the Chinese are very patient. They're increasing their military strength. In fact, I'll be in Beijing at the end of this month for about a week lecturing at two universities there. But, you know, they're very patient. They have long-term objectives. They're a communist country. They're not the cuddly panda bear that people want to portray them as. And they have objectives, and they're willing to, you know, to advance those objectives around the world. They falsely prop up their monetary system at our expense, and every president, Republican or Democrat, has been ignoring their human rights violations for the cost of a mess of pottage so we can buy cheap stuff at Walmart. We've got to find a way to advance American interests and not have a foreign policy where we're concerned with how other countries view us and whether they like us or not.
Yeah, that's so true. We don't have to worry about we have to worry about this country. The last thing about NATO is something that just came out, is they say, and I know you're not going to be shocked by this either, but no NATO plan so far for any kind of military intervention in Syria. Can we afford to be in have our boots on the ground and or get more invested financially in any other spot in the Middle East? Aren't we just draining the coffers at this point anyway?
Well, you want to be real careful because Syria is a bad government. Egypt was a bad government. But what's going to replace Egypt is going to be worse than Mubarak ever dreamed about. And if you get rid of the regime in Syria, the radicals are licking their chops. They would love to take over Syria and turn it into a radical Islamic state. So I'm not, you know, mind your own business. You know, that's their problem, self-determination. Have a nice day. As long as they don't attack us and they're not, you know, adversely affecting our interests, we cannot be the policemen for the world. So I would say let's just mind our own business and let that country have self-determination.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Jeff Adicott, terrorism expert. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Kate.